also been able to collect data on users' online lives beyond its borders automatically. In certain apps or websites, when users listen to a song or read a news article, the information is passed along to Facebook, even if no one clicks like. Within the feature's first 5 months, Facebook cataloged more than 5 billion instances of people listening to songs online. Combine that kind of information with a map of the social connections Facebook users make on the site, and you have an incredibly rich record of their lives and interactions. This is the first time the world has seen this scale and quality of data about human communication, Marlowe says, with a characteristically serious gaze, before breaking into a smile at the thought of what he can do with the data. For one thing, Marlowe is confident that exploring this resource will revolutionize the scientific understanding of why people behave as they do. His team can also help Facebook influence our social behavior for its own benefit and that of its advertisers. This work may even help Facebook invent entirely new ways to make money. Contagious information. Marlowe eschews the collegiate programmer style of Zuckerberg and many others at Facebook, wearing a dress shirt with his jeans rather than a hoodie or t-shirt. Meeting me shortly before the company's initial public offering in May, in a conference room adorned with a 6-foot caricature of his boss's dog spray-painted on its glass wall, he comes across more like a young professor than a student. He might have become one had he not realized early in his career that web companies would yield the juiciest data about human interactions. In 2001, undertaking a PhD at MIT's Media Lab, Marlowe created a site called Blogdex that automatically listed the most contagious information spreading on weblogs. Although it was just a research project, it soon became so popular that Marlowe's servers crashed. Launched just as blogs were exploding into the popular consciousness and becoming so numerous that web users felt overwhelmed with information, it prefigured later aggregator sites such as Dig and Reddit. But Marlowe didn't build it just to help web users track what was popular online. Blogdex was intended as a scientific instrument to uncover the social networks forming on the web and study how they spread ideas. Marlowe went on to Yahoo's research labs to study online socializing for 2 years. In 2007, he joined Facebook, which he considers the world's most powerful instrument for studying human society. For the first time, Marlowe says, we have a microscope that not only lets us examine social behavior at a very fine level that we've never been able to see before, but allows us to run experiments that millions of users are exposed to. Marlowe's team works with managers across Facebook to find patterns that they might make use of. For instance, they study how a new feature spreads among the social network's users. They have helped Facebook identify users you may know but haven't friended, and recognize those you may want to designate mere acquaintances in order to make their updates less prominent. Yet the group is an odd fit inside a company where software engineers are rock stars who live by the mantra, "Move fast and break things." Lunch with the data team has the feel of a grad student gathering at a top school. The typical member of the group joined fresh from a PhD or junior academic position and prefers to talk about advancing social science than about Facebook as a product or company. Several members of the team have training in sociology or social psychology, while others began in computer science and started using it to study human behavior. They are free to use some of their time and Facebook's data to probe the basic patterns and motivations of human behavior and to publish the results in academic journals, much as Bell Labs researchers advanced both AT&T's technologies and the study of fundamental physics. It may seem strange that an 8-year-old company without a proven business model bothers to support a team with such an academic bent, but Marlowe says it makes sense. The biggest challenges Facebook has to solve are the same challenges that social science has, he says. Those challenges include understanding why some ideas or fashions spread from a few individuals to become universal and others don't, or to what extent a person's future actions are a product of past communication with friends. Publishing results and collaborating with university researchers will lead to findings that help Facebook improve its products, he adds. For one example of how Facebook can serve as a proxy for examining society at large, consider a recent study of the notion that any person on the globe is just 6 degrees of separation from any other. The best-known real-world study in 1967